listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Celebrate good times. Come on. Let's celebrate.
All right. Well, we are officially in the Fantastic Fours. Yes. Today, we are so happy to be celebrating our show's fourth year anniversary on the air, and we could not be more grateful for this opportunity God has given us. When we started, Emily was a solo act working diligently to bring you informative yet entertaining shows every Sunday. And in the spring of 2019, this dynamic duo decided it was time to make it a team effort. You know, Emily, traditionally, the gift for the fourth year anniversary, well, as far as wedding anniversaries go, is fruit and flowers. So we decided to represent. They represent the blossoming of a relationship and the beauty that comes with sticking by each other's side through thick and thin. Now, doesn't that sound like us?
Yes, ma'am. Listen, joy seekers, we pray that our relationship with you grows stronger and stronger, and that you know that we have you in mind each time we are on the air. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Isabel Davis with I Will Rejoice, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
This is a simple chorus. It says this. Oh, my soul will bless the Lord, and all that is within me. Oh, my soul will bless. Within me, say, hey.
My soul.
Oh,
This is Crystal Clear, and you're listening to A Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Jocelyn J. Willis, and I would like to congratulate Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lex. May God bless your efforts. I know that greater is on the horizon, and not just for you, but for the listeners as well. Thank you for all of the interviews and all of the times that you've poured into people. I know that greater is on the horizon. Just keep going and keep moving forward.
That was Lena Bird Miles with Brand New. And you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We're so excited you have tuned in during our fourth year anniversary special broadcast. But first, here's Niecy Gaines with I Could Never Repay You, and Jennifer Hudson with I'll Fight, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
You knew me before I was. I hadn't seen the light of day. Living like a
Hey, this is Lamont Sanders, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue. Let's go.
When you feel you're taking all that you can take, and you're sure you're never gonna catch a break, and the tears and rivers running down your face, yeah. When your faith is low and you got no strength left, when you think you've gone as far as you can get, and you're too worn down to take another step, oh, I will take up the struggle. Oh, I know it's a fight. So all they can get from you, till you're left with almost nothing left of you. Oh, when each night is like a battle you can't win, and the pain is like a weight you're carrying, I will be the one to help you carry.
Are celebrating four fantastic years right here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue. And we have some awesome listeners who have been with us from the very beginning. They wanted to call and express joy with us during this special celebration.
This is Jackie Smith from Dallas, Texas. Congratulations on your fourth anniversary. Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Hi, this is Eric Smith from St. Louis, Missouri, and I want to celebrate and congratulate four successful years with Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Hi, this is McGelvin Corte calling from Dallas, Texas, and I wanted to call in and congratulate Brand New Day with Emily Blue on its 4 years. Gosh, I cannot believe it's already been 4 years. Congratulations.
This is Ollie Morgan from New York. I would like to congratulate Brand New Day with Emily Blue on their 4 year anniversary. Wow, what a tremendous accomplishment. I'm so excited to hear more about the good news and the good work that I know will continue.
This is Mimi Hutzpeth from San Antonio, Texas. Congratulations on your fourth anniversary. It's a brand new day with Emily Blue.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
You're listening to the 4-year anniversary celebration of the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to share our guest, one of our guests for this evening. Joy Seekers, please help us welcome Mrs. Deborah Nixon Bowles to the Brand New Day family. So we're just going to get started right now. Tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you do.
First of all, I am so excited to be on the show. I feel like I'm just a celebrity. Y'all are making me feel like I'm truly somebody. I'm loving this. And of course, y'all look so beautiful. And I want to thank both of you for allowing me to be on the show, because it's always an honor. So many individuals out here that are doing great things. So I just feel that God showed me favor with you too. So I'm just so excited to be on the show. So I hope that the listeners just understand that I'm very humble, very meek. I am a survivor of domestic violence. We all know that October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So this gives me an opportunity also to just shine a little light on domestic violence. But I am a survivor. I thank God that I got out of it. It wasn't easy, but I did. And that's one reason I started my nonprofit organization as a businesswoman. Everybody think because you look the part, you're educated, you know, it's not happening to you, because they can't see the physical bruises. And sometimes being silenced, people just think, oh, she's quiet, she is, not knowing that your silence has been taken away from a perpetrator, someone that you love, someone that you trusted. And a lot of times we as women are in a bad place and don't know how to tell anyone, because we're so educated when it comes to mental illness, when it comes to domestic violence. We just want to put makeup over everything that is bad, or we want to silence it. And domestic violence is not one of them. And it's a silent killer. And I remember the very first time that my son's father hit me, I was like, oh my God, he hit me. Oh my God. And you never really, you know, it's a fear that comes upon you, but you never think about domestic violence, intimate partner, abuse. That's just something that someone that you love or you have a child by, that you will go around saying, oh, I'm being abused by my baby's father or my husband or my significant other. We were not taught that in the community. First of all, if violence was going on in your home, it was like, you stay in the house. You don't go tell anybody. What goes on in this house stays in the house. And we were programmed for that. And so you can just imagine women that have been in bondage for so many years because of the way we were taught. But me going out in the trenches, and that's one thing that I tell everybody, what sets me apart as a CEO, I'm actually in the trenches. How can you help someone when you don't know how to help them? It's more than, you know, giving an individual some clothes, hygiene product. That's the easy part. That's easy. 95% of our victims have a nice wardrobe. You know, I always laugh and say this, they have their weave, they have their wigs, they have their MAC, they have it all, glue, we have our eyelashes, we have it all. I'm telling you, that is not our issue. The number one thing that I found dealing with survivors of domestic violence is PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And a lot of us that have dealt with domestic violence, some form or fashion, whether we were in our childhood, you know, young adult, or just a full adult, it's real. And we never get diagnosed for what we was traumatized. That's why when we grow up, we're so damaged, because we never dealt with that little wounded girl on the inside. That little wounded girl, she comes up when you're like in your 30s or 40s, she gonna say, oh, that person that violated me, that person that molested me, That little girl wants to get out and talk about it. That little girl wants to say, oh, he hurt me. Uncle hurt me. Or my dad's friend hurt me. Or that football player raped me, him and his friends. And, you know, these are things as little bitty, young, wounded kids, when they grow up, never dealt with it. When you get in these relationships, you're angry. You never tell that good man or that boyfriend that you were violated at a young age. He's trying to figure out what's going on with you. And he has no idea. And he could be from a good family, but I can make this young man be a perpetrator because I'm a provoker. I'm going to be the provoker. Because I'm the one that never got help. I never told this guy that, you know, because he looks good. He's fine. He's making the money. I'm not going to tell this guy that I used to get my butt whooped. I'm not going to tell this boy. I look good. I got it together. I cannot tell him that I was raped when I was young. I cannot tell him that I came from a dysfunctional. I can just live a beautiful life. And every day I have issues when I'm talking to him. I'm very insecure. I never told him that. You know, these are some of the things that we in relationships don't talk about because right. We're so busy about the physical, that intimate, like, can I feed the flesh? Can I have good sex with him? Oh, we can go and do this, go get the toys and play with the toys. And, you know, we can do all the fantasy stuff. But when it starts and it's ready to deal with our demons, we talking about spirits. Those are things that we do not talk about in relationships. So, you know?
Yeah, we do. Yes, definitely. And so that leads me to my question. I'm Deanne, and nice to meet you.
You're so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I'm sitting up here feeling like a best. I've been touching the day. It's high. I'm like, oh my goodness, but I appreciate that. And so are you.
Thank you.
So when the pandemic hit at the beginning of 2020, all of us had to do a hard reset. So what are some things that changed for you as an author, philanthropist, and speaker?
First of all, I had to put my mask on first. You know, what I mean by that, when the pandemic hit, it was about survival for me first to even help somebody to concentrate. As a CEO, I had to have a plan. You know, when we got locked down, there was no food. I had to figure out very quickly, how was I going to transition women into a safe place when she's on lockdown? How are we going to communicate when the counselors are at home? How are we going to communicate when we can't go in their office and they're trying to reach us? So I had to really come up. I really had to pray. I really had to talk to a team of people, experts as well. And we had to come together and decide and make some decisions how we can help women and children that were in a bad place during this pandemic. And one thing that I learned was that when we're all in a close house, when we're in a one room, or we cannot go outside, or we feel that we pretty much held hostage. How do you communicate? And what happens when we're getting on each other's nerves? I found out that, you know, you think you love this person, but when you're with them 24/7 and you get to see the real side of them, oh my God, we had more. Let me see, there were more people that divorces during the pandemic, separations. I mean, it was bad. I had to transition myself, my stress level in my own household. I had to kind of tone it down with my husband because my stress level with the PTSD, because I think we all got a taste of that PTSD. You know, not knowing how much food. Oh, they don't have any tissue paper at Costco. You stand in line for a whole hour, then you go home, you have no tissue paper. Now husband say, well, you didn't get the tissue paper. I thought you got the tissue paper. No, just that we just arguing over tissue paper, you know, like toilet tissue, for real. You know what I mean?
I didn't even think of that. Because you're right.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, the kids are eating boxes of cereal. You're like, wait a minute, my food stamps are not here. You know, you got mom saying, hey, right. Hold on, we only get food stamps once a month and y'all eating all these cereals. Oh, no. Now, this is the sad part. Yeah, and it's just simple things like that. But this was the killer. We had kids calling saying mama's boyfriend was putting chain on refrigerators, or they couldn't eat. It was monitoring the food. More kids were getting abused because the perpetrator is home all day. So when the kids want to watch certain things on TV, bam, you can't watch that on TV today. Turn my TV off. I bought that big screen TV. This is what the boyfriend is saying. So you got more kids that was abused during the pandemic. After the pandemic, we got more kids dropping out of school. We got more kids that are turning to self-medicating themselves because a lot of our kids, again, in our community, we don't talk about mental health. And so a lot of our kids dealt with a lot of abuse during the pandemic. Even with myself, we lost 80% of our funding. When the pandemic hit, we lost probably where we had 10 employees, we went down to 3 to 4. Well, we had a full team of volunteers from 10, 20, 50. We went all the way down to 3.
Wow.
And what people were giving, they stopped giving. We had times where there was no food in the pantry. Not only that, it was the increase in salaries where you was paying someone $10. They kept saying, oh, minimum wage going up. Next thing you know, you got to pay people $20, $25, $30 an hour. Well, when you're a nonprofit world, that's a lot hitting your budget. And you're dealing with families, 4 and 5 children. The thing that hurt me the most during the pandemic, we have more women living out of their vehicles today. We have women that are literally living in their vehicle and they're like getting bottles of water just to take a wipe off. The kids don't feel like going to school because they can't take showers. They're getting tired of eating burgers. And the first thing that we want to give the food is like high sodium, ramen noodles. All that stuff is not good for our kids. It can cause chemical imbalance. It can cause some serious health issues such as junior diabetes, hypertension. And those are the things that we have been dealing with since the pandemic. On a different note, I was able to give birth to my book, Walk It Like I Talk It. I gave birth to that baby. One time I had a miscarriage, I believe, with this book. But God put somebody, which is Robin, my right-hand person, helped me push this book during the pandemic. We just released it on last Friday on Debose.com, Amazon, for pre-sales. I think we've sold over 200 books so far. People are calling in. Of course, over in China, there's a lot of things going on, but the books have been shipped again. I'm excited about it. And one thing in my book that I talk about, ladies, we need to stop talking about each other. We need to work together. We need to learn to respect boundaries in relationship, whether it's your best friend or not. When you walk in your journey, everybody's journey is not the same. And we have to put on our high heels. It's okay to wear your tennis shoes, but every now and then we need to put those heels on and we need to step tall and we need to work together. We need to walk it like we talk it.
Definitely. Definitely. And and build more relationships. A lot of times we're too busy not making new friends. I think probably one of the worst things over the last few years is that no new friends. Well, that's a lot. We don't need to not make friends. If you don't know people, there's no way you can love people. You can't love from afar, So you have to get to know somebody and build a relationship with them, even if it's over the phone, whatever the case is. You have to build relationships in order to love. There's no love without relationship.
And unconditional love. I think, what I had to do,
Yes.
I didn't, even though my mother loved me, friendship and intimate partner love is totally different. Your love for your parents is different. The love for your husband or your intimate partner, your kids, your animals, it's all different. But one thing that I learned in a relationship, and this is me, you have to be real to one another and you have to be honest. And a lot of times when we, especially women, I'll give you an example. You can date a man for 1 month and he can make you mad and do something bad. and you'll forgive him, love on him, and it's all good. Now, I've been your friend for 30 years. And because you thought I said something or I did something, oh, she ain't my friend no more. Oh, I've done 30 years of friendship. You're going to just throw it away because I'm, and I've been your girl, but you dated this, you've been dating a man for 1 month. And he fooled around on you, messed with somebody. You saw him come out of that hotel. And he got in your little ears.
Right.
Honey, baby, I'm sorry. You know, I'm going to do better. Matter of fact, we need to get engaged. And it was my baby mom. He going to come up with an excuse. Yeah, baby, all you got to do is whisper in your ear, say something sweet, do some pillow talk. You're going to forgive him. And I'm your girl. We done cried together. We done been in labor together. We done went at resources together. And just because I made one mistake, you have thrown our friendship away.
Right, right. Yeah, we got to stop. We got to stop it.
Well, how do we stop it? How do we stop it? How do y'all think?
Well, it's a matter of maturity. And honestly, I'm not sure if, as a believer, you do... As a believer, as a Christian, I have to understand that even as a parent, like you're saying, that unconditional love. I remember before I got married, people would be like, well, marriage, it's not the same as, like you're saying, with your kids and with this and that. And I get that. But the thing is, it is. If you truly look at it for what it is, because you have to. Relationships, if you base the relationships on not what people do for you,
right,
and just your existence and what you're supposed to do as a human being, and if you're as a Christian, if is as just a decent human being, and not, sometimes we're not going to get reciprocity, sometimes we're not going to get what we want out of it, but you should always, in every religion, it's a do unto others as you do unto them. So if you want, expectations, like what type of expectations?
Exactly.
Sometimes I'm not always a perfect person. I'm not always doing things. I'm not always calling and checking on people and doing like some of these things on Facebook. I see if your friend's not checking on you, there are times where my good girlfriends, we haven't talked in months, but that doesn't mean that we don't love each other.
Right.
If that girl today, I'm about to bawl my eyes out. Absolutely. When her parents, one of my best friends, her father passed away a few months ago. We talk a few times a year and live in the same city, but our schedules sometimes prevent us from being like just kiki all the time.
Yes.
But because I love her like a sister unconditionally, it's not based on what she does for me only.
That's right.
It's on our the relationship that we have that is mutual in terms of our respect for one another. I would never do anything to harm her. She would never do anything to harm me. And we don't have to talk every day to know that. And so I think sometimes it's just maturity. And so some of us women, we haven't grown up to a point where we have that type of love and respect for one another. And that's okay, because hopefully we'll pray and say, hey, God, can you send me a woman in my life who can show me what it means to love in spite of, or love, and not worry about getting severely hurt. Like, I don't know.
That is a lot to unpack. I agree with the maturity piece, because it does take a great level of maturity to be able to navigate those relationships, but also consistency. Because if you are accepting of someone you've known a small period of time, but then you've got someone who you've known 30 years, y'all been through the good, the bad, and the indifferent, and can't forgive, because the principle of forgiveness is the same whether it's 1 year or 30 years. So you just have to be consistent in your behavior in your relationships, whether they're intimate or they're friendships, and make sure that the foundation is sure.
Yes. That's true. That is so true. And I think also, you know, being Christians, we have to be real. Sometimes we're so religious that we're not real. And it's okay because we're women first. I'm not a man, so I'm talking on behalf when it comes to women, okay? It's like this. During the pandemic, a lot of us didn't get to go to church. We missed fellowshipping with one another. And I know we all got weak and fell into stuff we had no business falling into. You know, we was waking up late. Prior to that, we would go in our prayer closets. We go to the whim. We did it all. Next thing you know, y'all know I'm telling the truth. We got where we were shopping more. We was eating more. We was watching TV more. And we would get ready for Bible study. Girl, I got to go to Bible study. Girl, I'm going to go online. Then we go online. We had sleep. Y'all know we got weak. We did.
Oh, yeah. We did.
Yes, we I'm telling the truth. I told Jesus the other day. I said, Lord, help me get back on track, Lord. I was drinking. Look, people get mad at me, but I'm going to keep it real. Well, I was drinking one glass of wine, and I started with two. And, you know, but yeah, I'm telling the truth. I'm ashamed of that.
Tell the truth.
My nerves were bad.
Yeah, that's us though. But even when we think about our sisters who are not, who, you know, church ain't their thing, or the Bible is not their thing, or whatever, and the ones who are, even that friendship, that love for one another, it's I don't know. I guess you kind of almost have to grow up with it too, because my mother used to tell me all the time, everybody who say they're your friend, they're not your friend.
Ain't your friend.
Yeah, that's the same song that my mother sung to me.
Yes.
Yes.
So my expectations were low about friendship.
See, that's me.
Yeah. And so
I wanted men to be my friend. I never wanted a bunch of female. I wanted to be tough. I really did. Now, I wanted to look beautiful, like beautiful girls. You know, I'm girly, girly. But I wanted to be on the business side. I wanted to be tough.
Yeah.
And the thing about it, why I wanted to be that way, was I always felt as a businesswoman, when I would go into meetings in corporate America, I would always hear, oh, the good old boys. So I figured if I hung around the good old boys, I learned how the good old boys would think. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I've been so successful in business, because I don't wear my feelings on my shoulder. So you have to realize in relationships, quit being emotional. See, we as Black women gonna have to, and I'll speak because I'm Black. I can't help y'all.
That's yes, right. Right.
You know, I just my Cajun friend and I love them all. They know me, definitely gonna keep it real. But as a Black woman, I'm saying to myself, when I deal with Black women, we are so emotional. Instead of being happy for me, or just, hey, Deborah, it's always negative. Are you mad at me? It's all about an emotion. It don't even be like, hey, Deborah, let's go purchase these apartments. I saw these apartments here or there. Hey, Deborah, you know what? Look, we need to invest and do this and that. Hey, I got a friend that's a banker. Let me connect her with you. I know you got good credit, Deborah. Go over there and do that to help those women. Instead, girl, let me tell you, girl. Deborah, I'm talking about Lisa, and Lisa and her husband. Don't call me telling me about that girl divorce and all these issues. Why you can't tell me about, we need to make some money, or we need to do something. That is not right when we're talking about one another. Tell me where that's at in the Bible, when we're supposed to be putting each other down. Tell me that. Where is it at in the Bible?
It is not in the Bible.
Hey, this is Dr. Kristen Guillory, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
The lilies ain't worried about it, and the birds ain't chirping about it. And you've done more for me than you've done for the trees, so why would I even doubt it? If the rocks on the ground can say it, and the sky full of clouds can paint it, who am I to be here complaining? Only thinking about what I would change, yeah.
this is your world. I'm just living in it. Hey, so I'm just walking through it, knowing that you're with me. This is your world. I'm just living in it. Hey, I'm just praying through it, knowing that you listen. Hold up, every single one. Expand just because you can, but I know you're more concerned about me. Worry can add another minute to my life. Before I started, you charted out the finish line.
That was Jonathan McReynolds with Your World, and you're listening to the fourth anniversary broadcast of the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, as we continue our incredible conversation with Miss Deborah Nixon Bowles. But we want to talk about your nonprofit organization, A Woman Called Moses. Tell us how that came about, the inception of it.
First of all, it's parallel to Harriet Tubman, Underground Railroad. And when God gave me the vision, he gave me the vision that I would be helping women go underground for such a time as this. I didn't get it back then. You know, when God give you vision, it might be a year he give it to you, might be in a week he give it to you, but he's going to give the whole plan. That's why, what is it, Habakkuk 2:2 or 4:4? Which one is it? I know it said write the vision and make it plain. I think it's 4:4. But you write the vision and you make it plain. Well, when you write it down, he took me back to slavery, you know, where it came from. Remember, Master used to beat, especially, you know, the white men will beat on the black women. So the black men would see this, so they could never protect a black woman. Okay. Remember, they have taught us clinically and in the new world that it's learned behavior, right? So that means our black men learn from the white men how to beat women. Think about it. They say it's learned behavior, right?
Yeah.
So going into this, I really had to understand where abuse started from. When I started with What I Call Moses, I said, okay, first of all, I know I was abused. What is it that I need to do? And I realized as a little girl, counseling is one. We never want to get counseling. Starting Women Called Moses, I said it's important that I set up a platform where in our community, especially at our organization, it is mandatory that you get counseling. That's one.
That's good.
Two is being self-sufficient. how to take care of you first, even before your kids or everybody else. You can't take care of anybody. Health, nutrition. I didn't know how to balance things. It's okay to learn how to balance. Go get you a mentor. Go get someone that would take out the time. So we started teaming a lot of our young girls up with individuals. It's not always somebody that has a title, a PhD or whatever, but someone that they can communicate with and you can meet them there. So we started teaming up a lot of our clients with individuals they felt like somebody at church. Like I'll give you an example, Gail Warrior. I know everybody know Gail Warrior. Well, Gail taught me a lot, even though I'm the CEO. Gail taught me how to take care of me first. She also taught me how to deal with the big boys when I wasn't ready to deal with big boys. I thought, like I said, I wanted to be this tough woman. But when I got this nonprofit and I'm trying to go get money, I'm trying to make things happen. There's some real big boys up there that you don't know how to deal with, and somebody needs to teach you. And Gail taught me how to do that. I knew how to use my voice. I knew how to go in there and be a pit bull because my background is sales and marketing. But that's totally different when you're talking about domestic violence. Because when I started Women Call Moses in the Southern Sector, I did not know that there was not enough resources out in the Southern Sector. There was no shelter in the Southern Sector of Dallas, Texas. Not in the Southern. They had, y'all heard of Brighter Tomorrow. Yeah. Brighter Tomorrow had purchased a home in the Southern Sector, but they could never get the funding. So Anita Hawkins and Char Hawkins, about 5 years ago, purchased a shelter for us in the Southern Sector. Of course, residential is very difficult because women get bored, they come outside. Now we become a target. Now a lot of perpetrators found out where we at because people using their cell phones that come in, they start tracking down the victims at the location. So having a nonprofit organization, this is the first thing everybody will tell you. Girl, get a 501c3. They got a lot of grant money.
Can't get it in your first year.
Not get it your first year.
Tell everybody, let your audience say it again.
You cannot get it your first year.
See, I thought I was one of those that believed when I first got it. I thought everybody believed in the vision. Yeah. I thought all my friends was going to give back. I thought the preachers were going to run to me because I grew up as a little Pentecostal girl. Hallelujah. I'm Uncle Bishop and superintendent. I thought all this, that I was going to give money. I thought I had it laid out. I started knocking on these doors. Hi, my name is Deborah Bosa, Women Call Moses. I would like to, no ma'am, we're not going to talk about domestic violence. We have in-house. No ma'am, thank, bam, close the door. Hi, my name is Deborah Bowles. I would like to talk to y'all about domestic. No, ma'am, that's not happening over here. We're good. No, we don't ever have women complain. When I first started to this, I went to churches.
Yeah. And raised money. So let me tell y'all, as a nonprofit consultant in my side gig life, and as a grant writer for many years, if you are considering a 501c3, it's a worthy cause, y'all. We're not saying you're worthy, but please look into it further. It is very difficult, as she said, to get 501c3 funding in the first year because you have no financial information for nonprofit those who give to look at. They want to see what you have done. Yes. So do the work,
establish the funds from
yourself, and then once you get your 990s, your audits, your financial paper, your budgets together, then you can go after those grants. Even I'm part of a giving circle. And even with having a nonprofit, I have to be at least, I believe, 2 years established before the giving circle, who knows me, will even be consider me. So it's not anything against you. It's just that you have credible, right? You know, and right now, you have to build up that. You don't want to just give money to something that you don't know if it'll work. And I know that investing is a risk. However, at least just go do the work first. You don't have to have money to say, I'm going to go read to some kids. You don't have to have money for that. Right. Or you could get some people that you know personally to invest in your business. And so that was great information because this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And so we want to know about your book. that it came out last Friday. So tell us what motivated you or inspired you to write this book for such a time as this.
Because I want people to be happy, especially women. I love to empower women. Self-confidence means a lot to me. You'd be surprised how many young girls are walking around that have no confidence. And I feel that once she gets that confidence, then she can walk in her journey. So when you read my book, I want you to walk away. And I wanted a book like when you go in the bathroom, you're going to take it with you. I want you to take it with you. When you get, you'll be late for work because you read my book. I want you to be like, okay, honey, I'll be right with you, baby. But I'm on the last, wait a minute, baby, hold on. This is a good part. Oh, let me get a highlighter. I need to highlight this. And so I wanted to have a book, not just a book to just say I wrote a book. That's not what this was about. I'm very serious about, I've seen so many, I want your listeners to understand. I was one of those that always felt that I was destined to be a billionaire and to help other women to be billionaires. And because I felt that at one time, not now, that because I was dark skinned, I didn't have that look, I didn't have that walk, I didn't know that person, I didn't pledge, I wasn't in no type of group, you know, no type of sorority, it wasn't anything like that, or my brother wasn't this big athlete, my parents were just average, my mother was a nurse, my father was a truck driver. And I feel that some people look down on you for things like that. And so I'm hoping that that person that can't go to a big conference, or perhaps she can't even afford to even have internet to look at a show or something to inspire her. Maybe that she'll pick up my book, or somebody will give her a book and she will read this book and it will change her whole life. The biggest thing is I did not want to write a book quoting scriptures, because the average woman I know probably knows scriptures better than I do. But I want her to know the God that I serve. Everything that I did was by faith. My faith allowed me to walk taller. I felt like a giant. Sometimes today, when I put my heels on, my self-confidence, and I gear myself in the word of God. You know, we get up in the morning with our affirmation. We get with the word, but our walk is not right. And so once you put them heels on and you get the walking and you walk in your purpose and your destiny, you're not walking in fear. You're not walking in with mindset. You're walking in self-confidence. You're walking that God said, I already have favor for you, Deborah. This is the door I want you. You don't have to be connected to them. You connected to me who is connected to them. But what you're doing is focusing on the ones you want to. No, baby, stay connected to Jesus, because I promise you, if you have the ear to hear from him, you hear from God. Even midnight hour, baby, when you hear from him, that's when you start just feeling like, okay, God, I feel you, Lord. I feel the anointing of God. And when God, when you started being intimate with him and started talking to him and being honest, boy, that self-confidence rise up. So when you read my book, you're going to know that this little black woman was chosen by God.
Hey, that's a legacy to leave. That's a blessing.
I try. I really do. And just, you know, talking to you two, you know, normally I'll be honest, on Saturdays, I'm booked. Y'all have favor. Out of all the people in Dallas, Texas, she's the only one that gets me at 7 p.m. Wait a minute. I didn't want to be late. I was on another call. I clicked them off. Said, boom. You know, and it was funny because I was like, oh my God, who is Emily? Who are they? So in my mind, and this is a wonderful thing, Emily Blue and Deanne, I feel like y'all are so big, I'm honored. So later on, you know, when Oprah started, everybody was looking at Oprah like, okay, damn, they're Oprah. Now, when she became big, everybody like, I want y'all to put me in y'all archive.
Oh, thank you. We received
Yeah. And when I want to pass to get in the green room, I want y'all to remember me when y'all.
We got you.
Y'all got me.
Yeah.
I'm setting the tone now. Like, okay, ladies, it's never, don't let me shame y'all when y'all get big on.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, we want to know how we can support you.
Absolutely. We want to know how we can support you, and we want to know what some of your upcoming projects are as well, because we want our listening audience to be sure to do the same.
Most definitely. I want everyone, even if you can't afford the book, please tell others about the book. Somebody gonna bless you with that book. You just tell the right person and God gonna touch their heart to get that book to you. But it's important that you support me so I can support other authors. So when you invest in me and $29.99 for my book, it allows me to be able to make money, to be a blessing to others. And what I mean by that is, it might be a young girl out there that might just need $500 just to get her little business going. Wow. I want to invest in young girls like that. Wow. Once again, it's okay to give clothing, hygiene products, but we're going to have to step our game up, ladies. It's time out. We're going to have to start writing checks and helping these young girls and young businesses. So I'm asking everyone to go on dbowles.com. That's dbowles.com. I'm telling y'all, it's a book that will make you take it to the bathroom. Okay? So don't y'all tell me y'all don't have time, because when you go to the bathroom, take my book and you sit there and you read it. Now don't drive and be reading my book and say, Deborah Bowles, I was out, I had an accident because you. No. Get the book, get your glass of a drink, something fruity. I like fruity drinks, okay? And just be quiet for like 15 minutes. You might not can't read 30 minutes. Get 15 minutes, get mm-hmm. you a glass of juice, some water, okay? That's another thing. Y'all, I gained 20 pounds when the pandemic hit. Boy, I was from a 10 all the way to a 14. I said, But guess what? I was doing some emotional eating. And that's something we'll talk about next time. But hey, lady, this has been awesome. This is awesome.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us on this evening. You've told us where we can get the book. Can you tell our listening audience how we can follow you on social media?
Yeah,
most definitely. WCMcares.org. Everybody know it's important to get on social media, not to do or say derogatory things. That's not what it's for. A lot of us have businesses, and we need to be able to increase our likes. You know, one thing that I learned is Dee Dee in the Morning, everybody know, and we all have learned from her. On the social media platform, we all must work together and help each other. So if you like me, I like you, and we just tell everybody to continue to like us and continue to follow us, then we need to do that, especially in Dallas. It's so many powerful women here. I mean, I never heard, Emily said she heard about me at Trinity Church. Then, I'm like, Lord, come here. Now, I'm trying to retire real soon. That's another thing. I look forward to 2023, but I don't know what God has for me next. Yeah. But I'm a willing vessel. I didn't expect, once again, we lost 80% of our funding. And as you said earlier, Dan, I mean, we've been out here 22 years, but the motherships, which are the larger organizations, are the ones that's getting more of the funding. So a lot of us small ones, even though I've been out here 20 years, they're just not letting that money come down here to the bottom. So I don't know what's going to take place, but I believe that I've done enough in my community that God is getting ready to elevate me, maybe go to Austin. I know I want to do more on the legal side and the laws, because if we don't change the laws, then guys, we're gonna continue, you know, when they can tell us what to do with our body. So I don't know what direction I'm going in, but I'm not for them telling us what they can tell us to do with our body. So I don't know which direction I'm going in. Also, initiative that we always have to remember as Christian women, and I'm gonna leave this with your audience, okay? We as women need to really love on our husband. I say raise your husband or your significant other, your boyfriend. We need to listen more and we need to love, especially on Black men. They get it rough.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, you know, I'm not even talking about abuse here. We're talking about love, communication, relationships. And I know I'm one of those ladies that used to just be angry and always just ready to go and tick off. But I have to really check myself
and
calm down. Sometimes your husbands need to you to listen. Sometimes your husband's saying, hey, baby, they treated me so bad today. And here we walk in, we the first complain every day. We never let our partners tell us what's going on. You know, you got men out here that are dealing with different baby mamas. You know what? And can you imagine one man dealing with four sisters?
Yeah.
What kind of stress that man is under? No, let's keep it real. Y'all four sisters. Wait a minute, y'all. Four Black women, this man, he paying child support for all four. And we all have a shopping habit.
Buddy. Yeah, that's a lot.
Okay. So let's just remember that, you know, we must learn to communicate in relationships better and listen better. And let's all try to love on each other. Okay. Because that's what Jesus did. You know, he didn't go around hurting nobody. So, you know, hey, and look at me. I'm looking at y'all. I'm looking at you too. Y'all just smiling. I don't even know why I'm smiling. I guess it's contagious because y'all got, I'm so tired. I feel, wait a minute. I'm just looking at Dan over there with them white teeth. Even over there with her little necklace. I keep looking at that necklace and she got her white teeth. I'm like, did y'all go to mid dentistry or something with them white teeth?
Oh my goodness. Well, we thank you so much, Ms. Deborah, for being on this evening to share in our celebration of our 4th year anniversary. And you are always welcome. You are family.
Yes. Yes. When y'all go big, y'all gonna give me a pass to go to the green room?
Absolutely. We got you.
Y'all got me. Okay, I'm looking forward to it. I pray nothing but blessing on y'all too. I am so honored. The 4th year, Lord Jesus, I'm going to wait. Now I'm going to be following y'all. Y'all going to be like, Miss Deborah, she's stalking us. I'm going to tell everyone that I possibly know. You two are fantastic, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. May the Lord continue to bless you too. Y'all go out here and make it do what it do. That's in my book, make it do what it do.
All right. Oh, we appreciate
love you so much.
We will. Yes. Thank you.
Welcome. Bye, ladies.
Bye. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Bye.
Y'all as well. Be good, ladies.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
You're tuned into the 4th anniversary celebration broadcast of the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue. Right here on We Talk Radio. Here's Anita Wilson featuring Ruby Green and Kinsey with Out Here Trusting God and Lamont Sanders with I'm Blessed.
If you're feeling good, let me hear you sing, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right. Woke up with my purpose on my mind. Decided I ain't wasting no more time. I'm on my grind. Nothing's impossible with Jesus on my side. Now every day I be out here walking by faith. That's why I make the moves that I make. And I won't break. There ain't nothing that can stop this wave. Yeah, I'm just out here trusting God. I'll be praying, listening to what he's saying. I ain't praying, I'm just out here trusting God. I already claimed it, patiently waiting, yeah.
I'm trusting God. Every day I'm striving,
striving,
arising,
arising.
I'm trusting God.
I don't have to see it, I already believe it. I remember every promise that he made. Just know my trust in him will never fade. It don't matter how long it takes. If it means forever, I'ma stand right here and wait.
I'll be out here walking by faith. That's why I make the moves that I make. I won't break. There ain't nothing that can stop this way. I'm just out here trusting God. I be praying, listening to what He's saying. I'm just out here trusting God. I already claimed it, patiently waited, yeah. Call me crazy, cause I trust somebody that I can't see. And I believe with everything in me that I'ma get all the things that He told me. So I live my life carefree, knowing that He is the key. And He got everything I need. That's why they call Him the King of Kings. So I go have fun, create a little debt, then get back to work, break the internet. Cause He is the bag, He is the check. He got the plan, He know what's next. So every day I go a little higher, waiting on Jehovah Jireh. Remember the ones who told ya, nobody but Ruby and Anita.
I'll be praying, listening to what He's saying. I ain't playing. Whoa. I already claimed it. I'm patiently waiting. Out here trusting God.
Blessings. LaShonda Gary here with Dreamville Success. I am so excited. I want to send a shout out to the one and only Miss Emily Blue. God is doing some supernatural things in your life, and I want to applaud you on your anniversary. I believe that the best is yet to come. Matter of fact, I decree and declare that it is happening right now. Thank you for blessing all of us, your listeners and your subscribers and your partners and the division partners that have connected with your ministry. I am so grateful for you. And I thank God for you. I pray supernatural favor will overtake not only just you, your family, the entire ministry. Blessings. Have a great anniversary.
Hey, this your girl, D Bowles. I wanted to shout out to the Emily Blue Show and congratulate them on their fourth anniversary celebration for a brand new day. Hey, continue to do what you guys are doing. This makes me so proud. And I will continue to support y'all on this journey. It's a fresh start, renewed heart, live smart. Congratulations. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you ladies.
What's up everybody? Isabel Davis here, and you are listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
I'm Emily Blue, host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
Mary Bless.
Uncle Freddy, back again.
I'm blessed.
You got your gospel.
Come on.
Blessed. Said it's a win, never a loss.
Even when it's looking bleak, he's still the boss. Turns it around,
all
for
my good.
Writes my story better than I ever could. I know it's winter season for me. Long as he's on my team,
I'm so unbothered.
God's got all of my needs. He supplies everything.
It's already planned.
I keep giving him praise. He directs all my ways.
He knows I follow.
I ain't really trying to brag, but he's got it like that. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I see blessings when I come in and I go.
Oh, 'cause I believe.
This ain't for sure.
This ain't for sure.
I claim Jesus, he's the way maker, the door. I know it's winter season for me. Long as he's on my team,
I'm so unbothered.
God's got all of my needs. He supplies everything.
It's already planned.
I keep giving him praise. He directs all my ways.
He knows I follow.
I ain't really trying to brag, but he's amazing.
From the north to the east to the west, even the south.
I'm blessed.
Over me, you got favor over
favor over my life.
Never too stressed.
Ooh.
Let's have a blessing.
I'm rocking with the best.
You're blessed.
Tell them I'm blessed.
I feel like y'all are family.
It's right.
Beautiful. I sense the sisterhood. So yeah. You can always tell when it's like, you know, kindred spirits, like spirits. Yes. And I really thought about you guys, that you really love God and you really love people. So again, I appreciate what you're doing for the kingdom and for the opportunity for me to just share your platform with you.
Thank you for the work that you do. Thank you to your audience that listens and supports you. We need your voices to continue because everybody does not carry our message. So we need you to continue to carry the message of the people. So you guys stay strong and be encouraged.
Hey, now it's Miss Anita Wilson and you're listening to Brand New Day.
We are living in some crazy times. Uncertainties are everywhere. If we keep the faith and believe, we will receive, but we've got to see it.
I can see my victory. Your favor's all over me. You've made a way indeed. I trust you. I believe. I can see my victory. Your favor's all over me. I believe, gotta have
That was Kim Washington with I See It. And you're tuned into the fourth anniversary broadcast of the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight and all of our other shows through the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. Also, check the Brand New Day Emily website at www.brandnewdayemily.com.
Hey, that's right. It's your girl, Kia D, founder and president of this amazing network, We Talk Radio Network. I am here because I want to say happy anniversary and congratulations to one of the most incredible radio shows ever created, The Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lack Show. I'm telling you, if you have not listen to this show, you are missing an absolute treat every single Sunday night at 7 p.m. These two powerhouses are absolutely amazing. During the week, they bless everybody and do an amazing job of touching as many people as they can and speaking the joy of the Lord to as many people as they can. And then they come together on Sundays at 7 p.m. and do it all over again to the listeners around the globe. And I personally just want to say congratulations and thank you. I see the work. I see the effort. We all see the work and we all see the effort. And I just want to tell you, it is absolutely amazing to have two young ladies like you on this team with us. Thank you so much for the journey, for the ride thus far, and for the journey we're going to continue to take together. Thank you so much. I am super blessed to have you guys on this radio network. Deanne, Emily, I love you both so much. Congratulations on this extraordinary show, from the amazing content to the extraordinary guests, the fabulous music, everything. It's just wonderful. It's wonderful. You guys are absolutely brilliant. And again, I'm just elated to have you on this team. Again, congratulations. And if again, check out that amazing radio show, Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lax, every single Sunday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Well, Joy Seekers, we have reached the end of our show. We would love to hear from you. We want to thank everyone for their congratulatory calls and messages and well wishes for this fourth year anniversary.
We would also like to take this time to appreciate the founder and CEO of We Talk Radio Network, Ms. Nakia Davis, Kia D. Thank you for believing in our vision. Thank you to the entire We Talk Radio Network family.
Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us how we have impacted your life over these past 4 years, and also how you are living intentionally. Let's pray. God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. God, thank you for 4 fantastic years that you have blessed us to give this audience amazing content, amazing interviews, and inspirational music. God, we pray, Lord God, that you would increase us and enlarge our tent. Lord God, continue to give us the strength to get through and do the things that you called us to do. We pray for our listening audience, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to grant favor, bless them, let them have exceedingly abundantly above what they can ask or think. Thank you, Lord God, for equipping them and empowering them to lead their lives and pursue their dreams, Lord God, and walk in their purpose and their destiny, Lord God. We thank you, we praise you, we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We would like to leave you with an empowering scripture from 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
Thank you for tuning in each and every Sunday to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Pastor Mike Jr. with Big.
Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stop by to tell you that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it, because God sent me here to tell you that what he has for you is gonna be big. That it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
And I believe.
That it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
And I can feel it.
Say, breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. Anticipating. God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
For I know
God,
he's working
a miracle just for me.
Just for me.
And it's gonna be.
And it's gonna be big.
Hey!
Big.
Listen, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about my future. Why? It's gonna be big, yeah. Shouting into my promise. Why? God's gonna
open the windows of heaven. Pour me out a blessing.
I won't have room.
Won't be wrong to contain it.
Can't even try to explain it.
But it's gonna be big.
God is gonna blow your mind.
God is about to blow my mind.
Be